I'm your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemis Good. Follow me for the music and memories from November 1980. An oil rig breaks through the ceiling of a salt mine under Lake Panier in Louisiana, causing the popular lake to be sucked into underground caverns, taking a drilling rig and 11 barges down into the vortex. Amazingly, there are no casualties.
Woke up this morning and dragged myself across the bed. Alice went to Wonderland, but I stayed home instead. I started feeling bad because I was left behind because I'm a wanderer. Really blew my mind. I think I follow through her rhythm and her rhyme. I know I'm ready now, it's just a little time. Cause I'm a wanderer. Ooh, I'm a wanderer. Cause I'm a wanderer, I travel every place. Cause I'm a wanderer, from here to outer space. Cause I'm a wanderer, got no time. Cause I'm a wanderer. Ooh, they're on my toes, then out the door. They didn't hear, now they won't see me anymore. Cause I can't take that 9-to-5 life as a bore. Cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, just a wanderer. And so it's up and out and on and off the road. Won't have no troubles cause the whole world is my home. No need to worry cause I seldom am alone. Cause I'm a wanderer. Cause I'm a wanderer, I travel every place. Cause I'm a wanderer, from here to outer space. Cause I'm a wanderer, got no time. Cause I'm a wanderer. Ooh, just a wanderer.
Now you may see me anytime and any place, and you may know me from that same look on your face. And I don't know if I could change your frame of mind, 'cause I'm a one.
Artie's Time Warp, the best music on record. Stay warped.
Taking tips and getting stoned. I got into town a little early, had 8 hours to kill before the show. First I thought about heading up north of the bay, then I knew where I had to go. I thought about taking a limousine, or at least a fancy car, but I ended up taking a taxi, 'cause that's how I got this far. You see, 10 years ago it was the front seat, driving stoned and feeling no pain. Now here I am straight and sitting in the back, hitting 16 Parkside Lane. Driveway was the same as I remembered, and a butler came and answered the door. He just shook his head when I asked for her and said she doesn't live here anymore. But he offered to give me the address that they were forwarding our letters to. I just took it and returned to the cabbie and said, I got one more fare for you. And so we rolled back into the city, up to a 5-story old brownstone. I rang the bell, it had her name on the mailbox. The buzzer said somebody's home. On her face as she opened the door was like an old joke told by a friend. It'd taken 10 more years, but she'd found her smile, and I watched the corners start to bend. And she said, how are you, Harry? Haven't we played this scene before? I said, it's so good to see you, Sue. Had to play it out just once more. Play it out just once more. She said, I've heard you flying high on my radio. I answered, it's not all it seems. That's when she laughed and she said, it's better sometimes when we don't get to touch our dreams. That's when I asked her, where was that actress? She said that was somebody else. And then I asked her why she looked so happy now. She said, I finally like myself. Last I like myself.
So we talked all through that afternoon, talking about where we'd been. We talked of the tiny difference between ending and starting to begin. We talked 'cause talking tells you things like what you really are thinking about. But sometimes you can't find what you're feeling till all the words run out. Concert. She said, no, I work at night. I said, we've gotten too damn good at leaving Sue. She said, Harry, you're right. Don't ask me if I made love to her or which one of us started to cry. Don't ask me why she wouldn't take the money that I left. If I answered it all, I'd lie. So I thought about her as I sang that night, and how the circle keeps rolling around. How I act as I'm facing the footlights, and how she's flying with both feet on the ground. I guess it's the sequel to our story from the journey between heaven and hell, with half the time thinking of what might have been and half thinking just as well. I guess, oh,
Don Henley is arrested when cocaine, quaaludes, and marijuana are found in his hotel room after a 16-year-old prostitute has drug-related seizures. He's charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He pleads no contest and is fined $2,500 and put on probation.
Why must Artie's Time Warp, the best in pop, R&B, and country crossover.
Taking a wink at TV on Tuesday nights in November of 1980, ABC owns the evening with Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and Three's Company, along with Heart to Heart and a new show named Too Close for Comfort. Also on the tube, The White Shadow, the Alice spinoff, Flo, and the Misadventures of Sheriff Lobo, plus Nero Wolf and Flamingo Road. And here's the theme from BJ and the Bear, which follows the adventures of trucker BJ McKay and his sidekick Chimpanzee.
Thank you.
where steel drums, harpsichords, and green tambourines go to play. Artie's Time Warp.
Voyager 1 makes its closest approach to Saturn, coming within 77,000 miles of the ringed planet. It transmits the first close-up photos and also discovers a 15th moon around Saturn.
Looking, there was love in your heart. could happen if we try a little harder. Yeah, girl, I could tell by looking there was love in your heart.
We'll take a break. Back in a bit. You're locked on to November 1980.
Artie's Time Warp. For the love of music.